Welcome back to Table Talk. My guest in the studio now is Dr. Michael Smith from Carolina's Natural Health Center in Matthews. He's a naturopathic doctor, and this morning we're going to talk about allergies, and you know, this is the allergy season, and a lot of people are affected by that. I've already started feeling a little bit in my left sinuses, so you know, no telling how bad it's going to get. So we're going to talk about that this morning. I want to thank you for coming in, Dr. Smith.
Well, thanks, Alan, for having me.
And for people that don't know much about naturopathy, can you tell me what is a naturopathic doctor?
Yeah, naturopathic doctors, for us, we're trained as primary care physicians. But the biggest difference between us and your regular medical doctor is that we take a different approach and that we're focused on treating you, the person, as opposed to just trying to treat the symptoms or the illness or disease that's present. And we have a really solid understanding of how the body works, and our expertise lies in knowing that the body has an ability to heal itself. And so everything we do is to support that and to help to work with the body to establish a better state of health and healing.
And as I said, this morning, we're going to talk a little bit about allergies. And this is something that I'm interested in because I usually have problems at least right about this time of year for a couple of weeks. And I usually don't take any kind of sinus medication because I don't like the way that it makes me feel. It always makes my head just feel strange. I don't know how to put it, but it's just an uncomfortable feeling. And I would rather just deal with the sinus pressure than the pressure and the feeling of this drug. So like I said, I am curious to see what you have to say about allergies and maybe treating them if you do have allergy problems.
Yeah. And you're certainly not alone. I mean, this time of year, things are starting to bloom and blossom, and there's lots of additional stuff in the air. You know, a lot of that is a pollen we refer to. And with allergies, what allergies actually are, is they're an overreaction by the immune system. And the immune system is overreacting to stuff that it necessarily shouldn't be doing. And so we want to start to work on helping to kind of calm down that overreaction of our immune response. And honestly, one of the ways that I deal with and work with people on seasonal allergies is really by looking at their diet and the foods that they're eating. Because most of our immune system is in our gut. And a lot of times we walk around and we're reacting to foods that we may be consuming, but we don't realize it. And that's kind of amping up our immune system a little bit. And then along comes allergy season, and there's more allergens we're exposed to. And that's enough to kind of push us over the edge, where now we're starting to actually develop symptoms. And so if we can kind of knock things back down below that threshold and calm down the immune system a little bit, you know, the symptoms can oftentimes go away. And so in working with individuals on seasonal allergies, it's beneficial to identify, are there some foods that you may be eating or consuming that can be causing a problem? And, you know, the reason why I talk about foods more than I talk about what's in the air is because I can't control the fact that there's pollen out there.
Right.
You know, we can't take it out of the air. We can't, you know, change the fact that there's people going to cut the lawns and do that kind of stuff. But we can have control over the food we put in our bodies. And so let's work with what we can control. And in talking about food allergies, there's really kind of two sets of allergies we want to talk about. There's the foods that you have an immediate reaction to, like you might eat something and break out in hives. Those are kind of an immediate reaction, sometimes called a true allergy.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's delayed reactions. And these are foods you may consume, and they might not cause anything for several hours or even a day or two before they could cause some symptoms. And their symptoms are more diffuse. You know, it could be fatigue, could be headaches, it could be runny nose, stuffiness, sinus infection, earaches, digestive changes. You know, lots of different types of things could develop from that. And most people are reacting all the time. And that just has become now their normal level. And they don't yet realize it. They've forgotten what good feels like. And so there's a number of ways we can identify different foods and food reactions in people. One of the ways that we can do that is through an kind of allergy elimination diet challenge, where we're taking foods back out of their diet. A lot of the main allergens that we might suspect. And certainly if they're thinking of any foods that could be a problem, those are the first ones that we'll identify and get them out of the diet.
Now, the foods that you're talking about, is it the same foods for everyone, or are different people affected by different foods? Do you have to find out what the individual needs?
Yeah, it's very individualized, because it's not like we all are allergic to one food group. You know, there certainly are some common ones or some more common allergies that we'll see with them, but it's very specific and very individualized for people. But the biggest ones that we tend to see, dairy is probably by far the biggest allergen that I come across. And then after that, we'll see wheat, soy, eggs, sometimes some nuts for people. Those are other things, but it really literally could be any food you're eating. that you could potentially develop a sensitivity to. And most often, it's the foods that you're craving and eating frequently. Those are the first ones to suspect.
Well, why does the body naturally crave something that's not good for it?
It's kind of like it starts off with something that you're eating frequently.
Mm-hmm.
And because of stress you might be putting on the body, because of possible antibiotic use or things like that, you're creating an environment that's more susceptible, more likely to react to something you may be consuming. And it's going to more often react to something you're eating all the time, because it's like the body's constantly getting bombarded by that, and it can stimulate an immune response and reaction there.
Hmm. So again, these are things that we're consuming often and we don't realize that they're harming us.
Right.
So what do you do especially this time of year, again, with the allergy season, what could I do to lessen my effects from the pollen in the air and what's going on right now?
Yeah, well, several things. And let's kind of continue to talk about foods for a little bit, and then we'll offer some other suggestions as well. But with foods, you know, the first thing to do is start to clean up your diet. You know, taking out any of the processed foods and, you know, chemical preservatives and artificial flavors and colors and things like that, because those are much more likely to cause a reaction in the body, because the body doesn't know what to do with them. It's not a normal, natural thing that exists in nature, and it's more likely to stimulate an immune response. So cleaning up the diet by kind of getting back to eating whole foods and stuff that doesn't come in a package. So that's going to be your fruits and vegetables and quality proteins, you know, nuts and beans and legumes and things like that, that you can be eating. And that's going to make a big, big difference. And also getting more fruits and vegetables into your diet will help to better support your immune system, to help it better modulate itself, and also help to support your digestion. So that's a first start of what to look for to help with that. And then if you suspect any foods that you think, well, you know, last time I ate this, it caused some digestive upset, or I felt really headachy after eating this, or I felt more fatigued after eating this, you know, that's a reaction happening in your body. Don't just ignore these things. You know, the symptoms that are going on are important for us to pay attention to. It's the body trying to talk to us and tell us something.
Well, but most of us aren't aware that this is going on. As you said earlier, it's kind of, if you eat like that all the time, you just assume this is normal life. You feel weird today and you feel all right the next day. You don't attribute it to the food that you ate the day before or 2 days before.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's why when you really start to kind of clean up the diet and get rid of a lot of the more processed foods, you become a lot more self-aware of what's actually happening in your body. A neat thing you do, and one of the things I do with my patients initially, is I have them all keep track of their diet for a week. Write down everything you eat and drink for a week and note any symptoms you experience throughout the day. You know, 'cause that can start to kind of clue you in, mm-hmm, to see, hey, is there something I'm eating on a pretty regular basis that I notice there's a pattern here with how I'm feeling? That can really help.
And so what are some other things that we can do to alleviate the allergies this season?
Well, you know, one of the things with allergies and seasonal allergies is, again, we're talking about stuff that's oftentimes in the air, the stuff that's in bloom, the pollen and grass and things like that that are causing a problem. We have a barrier in our sinuses, in our nose and nasal passage that is really valuable and beneficial. It's our protection between us and the environment. And that's this kind of mucous membrane that exists in our sinus passage. And one of the simple things you can do is helping to keep that moist and keep that nourished. And I recommend that people use just plain saline spray in the nose. So just saline is just salt water. And I like the ones that don't have any preservatives in them. But it's something you can pick up at any drugstore that will have them, or supermarket will also carry these. And they're just little saline sprays. You can carry them with you. But I would recommend, if you have some seasonal allergies, to at least use them morning and night in your nose. And that'll really help to kind of rinse out the sinuses from any potential allergens. Also, the saline helps to nourish that mucous membrane and keep it moist and, mm-hmm, keep it intact. Because when that mucous membrane dries out, you're a lot more susceptible to the environment. And a lot of the over-the-counter nasal sprays that contain different drugs and so forth are actually very drying and damaging to,
right,
that mucous membrane in there. The other neat thing, too, is that the saline itself, the salt water, will help to kill off any bacteria or viruses that are in there. So it really helps to kind of prevent, you know, an infection from setting in. That's a neat thing you can do. And people that are really having a problem with congestion and allergies, they can go kind of a step further with that, and something called a neti pot.
I haven't heard of that.
So neti, N-E-T-I, actually comes from the practice of yoga, where they actually use saline or salt water to rinse out the sinuses. And you, nowadays at drugstores, you can find little kits that they sell that are neti pot or sinus washes, or sinus lavage is another name you may find them under. And they're simply a little kind of squirt bottle, or sometimes it looks a little bottle, looks like a little genie lamp with some salt. It mixes with some water to make your own saltwater solution. So one of the things you can do with this is you actually insert the saline spray into the top nostril and let it flow through your sinuses, and it will come out the bottom nostril. You know, sometimes initially you may have some congestion there and some blockage, so it'll be difficult, but get it in as far as you can. And so it's a little more aggressive than just the saline spray.
I like that, because I can't remember how many times I've wished I could just snort some water or something to flush that out. I didn't know that they actually had something you could do to flush your sinuses out completely, because that's one of the worst feelings, is when you're just totally clogged up and you can't get anything up there, even if you put spray up there. And, you know, sometimes that doesn't work. And again, I don't like using the sprays anyway, so this sounds like a good remedy. Is this something you can pick up at most drugstores?
Yep. I think most all the drugstores nowadays carry it. And, you know, more doctors are recommending it as well, because it really is effective. And it's a great way to help to support your sinuses and nasal passages. And yeah, when you're really congested, it's fantastic because you get immediate relief from doing this.
And for parents, I'm thinking, and for me anyway, I didn't really have problems with sinuses when I was growing up. It seemed like it started in my late 20s is whenever I really started to feel the effects. Is there anything that parents can do as far as diet-wise for their children to hopefully prevent their children from developing problems later in life with sinuses?
Yeah, definitely they can. Again, kind of the same guidelines would go for kids. It's really looking to clean up the diet. You know, our children these days are just bombarded with processed packaged foods. And I really don't even like to call it foods. It's just more food stuff, or junk food that they're being marketed to, whether it's candies or cereal bars or cookies or snacks and, you know, all kinds of pretty colors and pretty shapes. And this stuff isn't food. And so really trying to get that out of the diet, where their immune system is going to be less likely to react to real food, you know, fruits and vegetables and whole foods, than these packaged processed foods. That can make a tremendous, tremendous difference in terms of the child's ability to prevent them from causing allergenic reactions. The other things too, with little kids, you know, especially with infants, as we're starting to introduce foods, you know, I provide my patients with a list of what they should introduce and at what age. And the main purpose in that list is to prevent allergies. Because when we give certain foods too early on, and the biggest culprit is dairy, is cow's milk. When we give it too early on in life, you know, the body is not designed to handle it. And it really does cause a significant immune response. And a lot of kids that I see, you know, I can trace back their allergies and eczema and ear infections to when they introduce cow's milk into the diet. You know, almost always, you know, there's that correlation. And I'm like, look, this is what the problem is. We need to get it out of the diet, because that's what kind of started the immune response and inflammation in the gut. And now they're not just reacting to cow's milk, but they're reacting to wheat, and they're reacting to soy, and they're reacting to other foods they're eating. And let's look to start to get that stuff out of the diet and really clean things up and heal the gut, so that they're going to be less reactive to things in the environment.
Yeah, also, if your children are used to eating junk all the time, it's harder to introduce real food to them. If you can start children out eating whole foods, eating real stuff from the beginning, then that sets the pattern for the rest of their life, and they're probably going to have a healthy diet and a healthy lifestyle most of their life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's definitely the key right there.
Well, we are out of time this morning, and I want to have you back again next week, and we can think of something else that we can talk about to help people out. I've got a few ideas, and I'm sure you have a few ideas too. So we can maybe do this over the next couple of weeks and just give out some good tips for people listening.
Sounds great, Alan.
I want to thank my guest once again, Dr. Michael Smith from Carolina's Natural Health Center in Matthews. And if you would like to get in touch with him, how can they get in touch with you?
Our call our office. Our phone number is 704-708-4404. Or you can find us on the web at www.carolinasnaturalhealth.com.
Again, thank you for coming in. My guest was Dr. Michael Smith from Carolina's Natural Health Center in Matthews, and I'll see you again next week.
All right.